Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy.
All right, so meant to jump into this. Do you hear what Tom Cotton, you know, the senator?
Yes.
Said to Maria Bartiromo.
If you're talking about the coronavirus.
Coronavirus, yeah. And there's a short clip of this that's been all over the place for a couple of days. But the longer one is even more interesting. He's actually did another interview where he's now accusing the mainstream media of literally parroting Communist Party talking points that they've put out about coronavirus that are demonstrably false.
Why are we not surprised?
Yeah. And what Tom Cotton wants is not to make the Chinese communists upset or anything. He wants them to accept a team of international scientists, you know, from here, maybe from Europe, that sort of thing, to go in and do an unbiased review of how this happened, not so that we can scream at them or anything like that, but just like we say that we can help, you know, find the treatment, find the source, make sure the source has been secured, because we don't know that. And well, here, I'll play it for you. So this is him. He's on Maria Bartiromo about this, about the virus.
You were among the first lawmakers to really raise a red flag on coronavirus, warning your Senate colleagues nearly 2 weeks ago that this is worse than Chernobyl. Your words, not mine, that China has been lying about it from the very beginning. Assess the situation as you know it today.
Maria, the situation is very grave, in part because, as you say, China was lying from the beginning and they're still lying today, and also because there are so many unknowns about this virus. For example, how many people one person can infect once they have the virus, the extent to which it's contagious before one is symptomatic, or the mortality rate. That's why I've been saying for almost a month now that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, to quote Benjamin Franklin, and why the president was so smart to ban travel coming from China just a couple weeks ago, so we didn't have more than 20,000 people landing in our country every single day from mainland China.
Well, you know, it's pretty extraordinary. And then they criticized the United States for putting that travel ban in effect. And the fact is they're criticizing us for the travel ban, but isn't it true that they've got people locked down in their homes?
Maria, they have more than 70 million people now under quarantine, and you've probably seen the videos online from social media sites, as have I, of the Chinese Communist Party's police beating people who they think might have coronavirus or trying to keep them locked inside of their apartments or quarantining them in large hospitals or what have you. They have not been transparent at all.
Yeah. So remember, you know, I couldn't help but forget, he talks about Trump, you know, shutting this down. 20,000 people a day would have been coming from China. Remember what Obama's response was on Ebola? We didn't know how bad Ebola was at the time either. And he's like, oh, man, nah, they could keep coming in here. It's okay. So really stark difference between the two. But did you see the video of the Chinese communist, like the communist police people?
Oh, yeah.
They were welding people into their apartments with blowtorches. Like, because the doors were like steel, these big steel doors whatever. They were, I don't know what the substance were. It wasn't wood. They were welding them into their apartment.
Yeah.
Like, no concern whatsoever for how they'd get out, get food. I mean, like, this was in a building, like, with multiple stories. I mean, that's, like, the value of life in China. And this is why Tom Cotton's like, dude, we got to get in there and figure out what's going on. This is really serious. Here's what else he said.
So, Maria, here's what we do know. This virus did not originate in the Wuhan animal market. Epidemiologists who are widely respected from China, who have published or studied in the international journal The Lancet, have demonstrated that several of the original cases did not have any contact with that food market.
Wow, that's not good.
No.
So where's the source of that?
Yeah.
The virus went into that food market before it came out of that food market. So we don't know where it originated, but we do know that we have to get to the bottom of that. We also know that just a few miles away from that food market is China's only biosafety level 4 super laboratory that researches human infectious diseases. Now, we don't have evidence that this disease originated there, but because of China's duplicity and dishonesty from the beginning, we need to at least ask the question to see what the evidence says. And China right now is not giving any evidence on that question at all.
So
this is like a novel.
Yes, it is like a movie.
It's like a Michael Crichton movie.
I know.
I remember the Andromeda Strain. I mean, that's a different situation. But still, to think that China's only level 4 biological testing unit is just miles down the road from where this first showed up.
I know.
I mean, you don't have to be a tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorist to think, maybe we should look into this. Maybe there's something to that. I mean, it's like having a Geiger counter and finding radiation somewhere. It just so happens there's a nuclear plant down the road, and you think, no, I'm not going to go look there. It's got to be something else.
Silly. Yeah, so, well, yeah, and, you know, here's the thing. We have offered to go in there at our own expense and, you know, like set up containment, help them figure this out, and they won't let us.
Well, if the converse were true, would you would our government allow the Chinese to come in and do the same thing, or the Russians? Heck no.
Well, no, but there's a demonstrated reason for us to do it. I mean, we would be going in under the auspices of the World Health Organization. You know what I'm saying? Like, and we're the best at this on Earth, and it wouldn't just be us, it would be an international team of scientists too. I mean, that's what's been proposed to help them, and they won't. They'd rather just weld people into their apartments and beat them. Shows you what communism is like,
well,
right?
Yeah. And, you know, you got to wonder, what effect is this going to have on the Chinese economy?
I know.
And I honestly, I'm not that worried about our economy, because we have other ways of getting the things we need and doing the things we need to do, even though Apple has already said to expect a downturn because Foxconn is going to be affected. And that's the plant where the, you know, much of the Apple products are manufactured. But there's other nations now. The Japanese and the Koreans are talking about how this is going to impact their industry as well.
Yeah.
Because of the threat of the spread and places being shut down because of the fear of that.
You know, this spreading of mass disease from China, do you know it goes all the way back to the Black Plague? Like, that wiped out a third of European population? That came, they think, because of trade from China. So this has been going on for a very long time. SARS, all of it. Do you know, by the way, that most years, not every year, but do you know most years our flu comes from China?
Really?
Yes.
Well,
fascinating.
The Hong Kong flu?
Yeah, most, because you know where the flu originates. I didn't know this until I was reading about coronavirus. Flu comes from birds.
Yeah.
And that it's these same unsanitary conditions, the mixing of waterfowl, you know, wildlife with, you know, with human beings. And also in China, a lot of the farming is done, like, you know, just small farms owned by people, no regulation whatsoever. And that almost every year the flu strains, either the main flu strains, there's usually a lot of flu strains, either main flu strains or a lot of them will have come from those practices from China, that literally if we could get in there and help them to better regulate their way that they interact with birds, particularly birds they grow, that we could nip the flu in the bud that way. But they won't let us. They'll let us help them. And that it travels here almost every year.
Yeah.
And that's where it comes from.
To me, I'm also interested in what is the real mortality rate, and is this, as we are generally accept, that influenza virus generally is more dangerous to people that already have existing respiratory issues.
Yeah.
And that's the issue. It's not the flu itself that kills you. It is the individuals who already have respiratory issues. And of course, that just compounds that. And then that's what eventually takes their life as complications from that. It's not just the virus itself. And if that, in fact, is the case.
And the fact that, again, that Lancet study, he's making perfect sense. If there are cases that did not originate from that, you know, animal market, where did they originate from? And have the Chinese found the source? And is this thing, you know, what is it doing? I mean, it's kind of really scary. That's just a mess. And it just goes to show you, again, how capitalism is better at dealing with this kind of thing than an authoritarian regime, whose primary concern is not human life.
No.
It's protecting the authoritarian regime and saving face so as not to lose power.
Wow. Wouldn't it be amazing if this is what brought down the Communist Party in China?
Like a combo of that and Trump's tariffs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it would obviously it would be a convergence of issues, but you know, what if this is the catalyst that does it?
The world would be so much better off if the Chinese Communist Party would simply collapse.
Yeah.
It would be.
Of course, then what becomes in response, just like the fall of the Soviet Union, then we get Vladimir Putin and Russia.
Yeah, I don't know. I much prefer Putin and Russia to the old Communist Party.
That's true. They're much less powerful now.
They're very fragmented. And it's a bunch of evil oligarchs who are, you know, they're bad people. And basically the Russian government now is just a criminal conspiracy more than it's not really Marxist, in any way. And I don't think much of a threat to us compared to the old USSR.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm more afraid, honestly, of what radical Islam is brewing in their bio labs. But anyway, yeah. So interesting about the coronavirus. I mean, here's the thing. This will continue to happen until they brew the big one there. And, you know, it's only a matter of time.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Gonna jump on the line with Carol in Greenville, English Advantage Talk Line. Hey, Carol.
Hey, Tara. Proud to be able to talk to you. I think you're wonderful. I wanted you to let you know what Tom Cotton was saying is exactly right. My daughter worked as a master's in public health and epidemiology. She was in China when the SARS virus was going on, she told me that the Chinese government was loading people with the SARS virus on buses and moving them so that because the World Health Organization was coming in and they didn't want them to know how many people had the SARS virus. She said this thing with the coronavirus, the same thing. Whatever they're telling you, you can bet that it is not the truth on how many people have this. And she said it's going to be months before they get anything to help these people with the coronavirus.
Mm.
The Chinese government is hiding what is actually the real numbers of what's going on over there. And Trump did exactly what he needed to do by redirecting who can come into this country right now, or we'd have this epidemic here too.
Oh, I guarantee you that if the Democrat, we know from Obama being president, I mean, look at Ebola. They wouldn't have shut this down. It would be all over the place here.
Exactly. So I don't care what anybody else says. My daughter worked there. She knows this is a lie, what they're telling you, what's going on over there. So people need to understand Trump's doing the right thing. I don't care if you're a Democrat, an independent, a Republican. We need to protect our country. This is our home, and we need to keep it safe.
Remember what we were told when Obama refused to block Ebola patients from coming here? I mean, it's not like, I mean, yeah, we have trade with Africa,
it
but
won't
it's,
happen.
Yeah, he was saying it wouldn't happen, but he was also saying, oh, we can't close ourselves off from the world. We can't lock ourselves down. It would be an economic disaster. Well, look, 20,000 people a day aren't coming, and we seem to be fine.
Yeah, exactly. And we need to protect our country. And if they call it a lockdown, they can call it whatever they want, but we're protecting the American people.
Yep.
So keep getting that message out there. We're doing the right thing here.
Yep.
Thank you so much for doing what you do every day.
Well, thank you, Carolyn. And you should be a proud mom to have a daughter that smart.
I really am. She's doing good for the world.
Awesome. Awesome. Good job. Good job. Good job, Mom. And thanks for listening to the show. Raising a smart girl like that. 800-347-1063 is the Ingalls Advantage talk line. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307. Okay, one take on Trump's list of pardons and grants of clemency. It's from American Thinker. They write, Trump was making a point about government overreach in prosecutions, as well as reminding people about his First Step Act, which brings reformed mostly minority prisoners home. That the thing that most of these had in common was the excessive nature of the sentence given the crime. Now, here's the thing, okay? Folks, we're hearing all kinds of outrage today from the Democrats, and this is always just a precursor to pardoning Flynn and Roger Stone. I just want to go back to this, as I did in the 6 o'clock hour, just to show you how silly the news is most days. Do you see Dick Durbin out there screaming and yelling, criticizing President Trump for commuting the prison sentence of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich? Yeah. Well, and again, the media narrative is, oh, he's just doing this because he's, you know, setting up. He wants to pardon some people, diverse group of people, Democrats, Republicans, so he can go pardon all his buddies. That must be it. And that's why he's doing this. He's getting ready to pardon Stone. Well, no. A couple of problems with that. First problem, Senator Dick Durbin may be screaming about the Blagojevich pardon now, but Durbin himself, in June of 2018, in the Washington Post, said, quote, I think that the sentence imposed on Rod Blagojevich was definitely way too long. 14 years, it doesn't make sense. So he was advocating for the pardon back in June of 2018. Now, why would he be advocating for the pardon in June of 2018? Trump was in office then. Because the pardon process, Trump doesn't just roll out of bed and decide to pardon people. It doesn't work like that. It's a big, long process they go through. And that process was known to be underway in June of 2018. Roger Stone was not convicted in June of 2018. Roger Stone wasn't even charged in June of 2018. So, I mean, this stuff is all I've done today. I'm just exhausted. Just deconstruct the media's false narratives. They're just lies. You take the context away and you just juice people up on ignorance and send them out to go hit somebody over the head. Like, I don't know, Nancy Pelosi's opponent. You see this? God, the Democrats have got to knock it off with this violence. I want you dead. We didn't used to have this, folks. I want you dead. That's what Nancy Pelosi's GOP challenger was threatened with by a left-wing thug. Still crickets, once again, from the media and lawmakers. She's getting death threats. Yeah. She's seen in a video. She's out campaigning. A bearded bully comes up and warns her, the GOP opponent. Or him, I'm sorry, John Dennis, the GOP opponent. I'm going to catch you when all the cameras aren't around, and I'm going to blank you up. I want you dead. Story totally ignored by the mainstream media. This has got to stop, folks. This is day in and day out and day in and day out. And it's because they're wink, wink, nod, nodding at all this violence. Because the Democrats, deep down, they like it. They do. It's why they never condemn it.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got
got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, Bernie sounds so reasonable when he goes on television. I mean, for a socialist. You know what I mean?
Glad you qualified that.
I had to qualify. I mean, you know, like, he doesn't sound like Fidel Castro or anybody like that. By the way, do you know when Fidel Castro sought power, he also qualified that what he was doing was not real socialism?
Why
turned
am I
out
not surprised?
To be more like communism. But yeah. Anyway, yeah, but I mean, Bernie doesn't sound that scary. You know what I mean? He's just kind of like your old, he's like your crazy uncle. You know what I'm saying? Like, who you just roll your eyes at Thanksgiving, but doesn't seem too scary, right? All right, well, but listen, I mean, this is just a small taste of what it sounds like at one of Bernie's rallies. And tell me this doesn't sound, I mean, what? Here we go.
We need to elect Bernie, and we need a new party of, by, and for working people. Socialist movement to end all capitalist oppression and exploitation.
Wow. End all capitalist oppression and exploitation. Care to elaborate on that one?
Yeah. In other words, no private property. You don't own anything. And you're going to have to pay for everybody else's stuff.
Yeah. I just, okay. It scares me that that big of a percentage of the Democrat Party is for all this stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway, what do you think? Anything got your goat here lately, Lee?
It's just this whole thing with, you know, this fake news about Bill Barr resigning or not.
Yeah.
And that's, I just have to wonder if there's not something else afoot here.
Oh, there's definitely something afoot. The only reason I continue to cling to hope that Bill Barr will get to the bottom of some part of this whole Trump spying scandal is how scared people are of him. I mean, it's daily trying to dislodge Barr, doing anything to stop Barr, because they know Barr did not turn over the FISA / origins of the Russia collusion thing to the civil rights section of the DOJ. There was a reason he didn't do that. They would have deep sixed it. They are basically liberal activists who might as well be on the streets, you know, with Bernie Bros. You know what I'm saying? They're just, that's who they are. He chose to keep it to himself and bring his own guy in because clearly the DOJ cannot be trusted, right? And that scares them. And what that tells me is they don't know what he's going to do, but they know he's not with them. In other words, they know they don't control him. And so I think from here going forward, I mean, think about the timing. Bill Barr said they were going to have something in the spring. Remember when the Horowitz report came out that we'd see something? So, I mean, we're now in February, and I think it's just on anything to discredit Bill Barr, anything.
Well, I am cautiously pessimistic. And this is what Benghazi broke me. That was the nail in the coffin for me about thinking that people in government that do things wrong where people die will be held responsible.
Or even care.
And, right. And of course, now, and what really infuriates me is when you have liberals, progressives, Democrats who, when you mention the word Benghazi, oh, that's just a conspiracy. No, it's not. Four people died. Okay? And we had a president and a secretary of state that abandoned Americans for political gain and allowed them to die for political gain. And nobody was ever held responsible. I really didn't think that the Benghazi committee hearings would be able to. I figured they'd get down to the bottom of it, but I really never thought anybody would go to jail. And I was right, sadly. And that has broken me of ever thinking that there will be justice with regard to federal bureaucrats and elected officials doing things where people die anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't have any hope for justice coming out of our Justice Department except for justice, you know, against Republicans.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's it.
So,
so
I don't know.
Cautiously pessimistic.
I am, too, about Bill Barr. In fact, the only thing that keeps me, again, having any hope whatsoever is how freaked out the Democrats are by him and how it's attack on him day after day after day after day. And I even think impeachment was about Bill Barr and discrediting Trump so it would look like he was going after his enemies.
And I do think that's part of what this latest rumor mill thing is to try to put that seed of doubt in there about the DOJ and the relationship between Trump and Barr and, you know, just to continue the news narrative. And to continue to isolate Trump. I mean, that's part of what all this is about.
Once again, my big question is, I want the declassification. I almost want that more than any kind of charges against Comey or something. American people, we just cannot have an election with if they don't know. And I looked it up. Trump turned over responsibility for the declassification to Barr in May of 2019. It is now February of 2020, almost a year ago. It's going to be a few more months. It'll be a year ago. So basically two and a half more months. So, you know, what's taken so long?
Now,
I know they do reviews, but this is ridiculous.
Have you heard the news that apparently the president's going to be making another visit to South Carolina before the February 29th Democrat presidential preference primary?
No, cool.
Which I think is brilliant. And I think that's one of the things tactically that the president's campaign is doing that is perfect. Show up. Yes, you're not going to have any real competition. Even in the states that may actually have a Republican caucus or primary, there's no real competition. Well, Bill Weld's already gotten out of it, hasn't he? Or is he the one that's still in it? I forget.
I don't remember.
But because it doesn't make any difference. And it's not that the Republicans are trying to shut these people down. It's just like there's no support for it. I'm sorry. When the president shows up and you have people, thousands of people standing in line who can't even get in. You know, don't tell me that the party is not behind the nominee and not behind the president. And that's not to say that he can't make mistakes and that we're carte blanche for anything he wants to do. That's ridiculous. That's just Democrat talking points. But I do think it's a brilliant thing that he's doing to come back in here and to come in and show up in South Carolina. Don't know where or when yet, but to show up in South Carolina right before the Democrat primary. So I'm happy to see that. I'm glad to see them proactively campaigning. And I thought it was really hilarious the way they tried to pretend that the president showing up at the Daytona 500 was, that was nothing but a Trump campaign rally. No, it's just like any other president. Anything that a president attends is a political event. I'm sorry. You can call it what you want to. It's a political event. It's the same thing for Trump. It's the same thing for Obama. It was the same thing for W. It's the same thing for Clinton. Anytime the president shows up in the modern era, it's a political event. It's a campaign event. You cannot possibly deny that. Okay? So let's just get over that and move on past it. And of course, the problem that Democrats have is that you had, 125,000 people who were not protesting against the president when he was there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that image of Air Force One, coming in for a landing and then taking off again with the backdrop of the stands there at the Daytona 500. It was just an awesome scene that money can't buy.
Yep. And the reaction of the crowd. Of course, Trump goes where he knows he's going to get that reaction.
Yeah.
And they treated him like the rock star that he is.
Right.
And they can't stand that.
I mean, and where are Democrats going to go to get that kind of reaction? A Planned Parenthood meeting or, Socialist Workers of America convention?
I know. Exactly. Welfare line somewhere. I don't know. What I think is interesting, too, watching this whole South Carolina thing. And this is why I was so afraid to meddle in the primary and still am in terms of the Democrat primary. Because here's the thing. The candidate who scares me the most right now is actually Bloomberg.
Yeah.
And so if you're going to hurt Bloomberg, the best way to do that is to keep Joe Biden in the race. Bernie's going to do what Bernie's going to do because he's got his set. You know, I mean, it's not like you're going to choose between Biden and Bernie, right? Those are two separate lanes, right? Yeah. But right now, Biden is dividing up the Bloomberg lane.
Yeah.
And so I want Biden to survive as long as possible because it hurts Bloomberg.
Yeah.
So because I think we beat Bernie and I want to run against Bernie badly because I want to really demonstrate the difference between capitalism and socialism to the country. We desperately need that lesson because kids aren't getting it in school.
I agree with you that Bloomberg is more dangerous, but I think Trump could beat him, too.
You think so?
Yes. Yes. He's got way too much baggage. He's got way too much flip flop. He's got. I mean, the guy ran as a Republican for mayor of New York City twice. And then the third time ran as an independent.
But they will remake him. He's a blank slate. They will remake him as a moderate who's not scary.
How does that help the Democrat faithful? How does that motivate them? A guy that ran as a Republican who's a big corporate money guy.
I'll tell you how. Because the highest numbers ever recorded coming out of the New Hampshire primary, you know, they do the exit polling. The highest number ever recorded. Normally it's a liability. You got to have issues you run on. Like if you're a party, right? Got to have issues. 60% said no issue was their issue. It was Trump. They've never recorded it over 50%.
Well, in that
before.
Case, it makes no 60. Difference who they
exactly,
run.
Exactly. So what scares me is you get a Bloomberg and he's a blank slate. They'll be able to project on him. Oh, he was a Republican. That's exactly what got Trump those Democrat votes. He used to be a Democrat. And I can just see my college-educated girlfriends from college whose, you know, husbands go back and forth between the Democrat and Republican Party, and they do sometimes, too. They'll go straight for Bloomberg, and it will peel off. I'm telling you, it's going to peel off that country club Republican edge. And we need every last one of them to be afraid of Bernie. I think Bloomberg does surprisingly well. And here's the thing. All of Bloomberg's racism and sexism, which is truly over the top. I mean, he makes Trump look like a choir boy. All of that is nullified by Trump's record. So it becomes a non-issue. And then there's just Bloomberg. She's going to spend $2 billion, man. I mean, we've never seen that kind of money in politics. We don't know what it does.
Well.
So I don't know. I think Bloomberg.
One thing it does, it buys you a space at a debate where you don't even have your name on the ballot.
It's insane to watch it. You know what? Here's the thing. I don't believe these Democrat polls. You're going to tell me that Pete Buttigieg came out of Iowa and New Hampshire first and right at Bernie's heels, and now he's been knocked down to 9% nationally?
Think about
and
this for Bloomberg.
And half his support went to Bloomberg? I don't believe that. It's not what happened 2 weeks ago.
Bloomberg is not even on the ballot for the caucus in Nevada, and he's on the debate stage.
It's ridiculous.
What does that tell you, Democrats? Come on, look at your party. Look what your leaders in that party are doing. They're allowing a capitalist to buy a seat at a debate where his name isn't even on the ballot.
Wouldn't you be, okay, you and I are capitalists, right? So we're
Amen.
Fine with the capitalists, right?
Yes.
But wouldn't you be outraged if they did this in a Republican primary?
Absolutely. I'd be hollering from the mountaintops.
I'd be fit to be tied. And yet, they just show these national polls by all the right people, Bloomberg going up and up and up, and the Democrats just don't mind. I just don't know if I believe these polls. I just have a hard time believing them. But, you know, maybe Democrats are that, you know, I don't know.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
One of those little ironies in life, even if you're not a NASCAR fan, not a racing fan, you couldn't have missed Ryan Newman's scary crash during the Daytona 500 on Monday. They sent him to the hospital. one of several wrecks he's been in over the years. And this is the cool thing, if there could be a cool thing about being in a wreck like that, but you kind of sign up for it when you are in that profession. Anyway, in 2003, his car flipped several times and landed on its roof at the Daytona 500. And then it happened to him again. He was involved in a similar crash in 2009 at Talladega, right? In Alabama? So in 2009, Newman came up with and lobbied NASCAR for an extra bar to be added to the cage. So he went through all the lobbying process. Anyway, finally got the Newman bar added to the car. They say that's what likely saved his life on Monday when his car flipped before being sent down the track on its roof. One of life's little ironies, huh? Pretty cool. You can see the bar right there. It's like, and you know what? You're looking at it, you're like, yeah, that makes so much sense. It's just this extra, it's like on top of what would be in a regular car, the front window, like it'd be almost like across the top of the window shield in a regular car, if you could picture where this bar is. And you're looking at it and going, yeah, why wouldn't they have a bar there? But they do. And 10 years later, the Newman bar likely saved Ryan's life. So pretty cool there. Good news. All right, let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line and wrap the show up. Texter writes, Bloomberg's biggest weakness is Bloomberg himself. We don't know that yet. We'll have a better idea after tonight, after the debate. Bloomberg's biggest weakness is Bloomberg himself. With what he has said in the past, he won't carry anywhere there is a high percentage of elderly folks. Oh, because he wanted to kill them? No, I disagree with that. Obama wanted to kill the elderly, too, and they thought it was great. Don't ask. Texter writes, the polls were rigged for Buttigieg. Now they are rigged for Bloomberg. Bernie is a complete moron for running as a Democrat again. Possibly. Now the texter writes, I agree with you, Tara. I think Operation Chaos should be focused on Biden, not Burden. Bernie. Yeah, Bernie is a burden. Now the texter writes, hey, Tara, crazy Bernie losing the nomination and running independent for the general election would be ideal. It would divide Democrat numbers. Ooh, yeah, that would be cool, wouldn't it? Texter writes, I've asked some of my liberal friends if it's Bloomberg, you know, that it's Bloomberg versus Trump. Some of them have said they won't vote. Not sure if I believe that, but that's what some of them have said. See, that's what I would expect a good Democrat to say about someone like Bloomberg, who literally is a walking, talking representation of everything they claim to hate and want to destroy. Racist, sexist, transphobic. Did I miss one? Billionaire, capitalist. Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.